12th Precinct Detective, Sergeant Amengwala speaking. No, ma'am, I'm sorry, but we can't trace them. You see, there's very little we can do about obscene phone calls. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. Would you watch your language, please, ma'am?
This is gonna drive me crazy. 26 calls in 2 weeks.
That's some dirty guy.
We got him down.
The attempted suicide?
Yeah. Oh. Just dropped him off at Bellevue. Oh. Psycho ward.
Where's Fish?
He coming.
The guy wanted to jump off the roof, and there's no elevator in the building. Old Fish had to climb 9 flights of stairs.
Twelve years ago, I put an elevator in this precinct. 5 years ago, I said it again. Last year, I even offered to pay for it.
You mind? You chase a suspect into a residence. You have no warrant for search and entry, but you know evidence is about to be destroyed inside. Do you hold off, or do you go in and make an arrest and take a chance of violating the suspect's rights?
Funny spot by olden times.
What?
Look, 6 pounds off, blinkers on, with the finest grass jockey in the country, I bet her. Then the lady next to me says, hey, there's a gray horse with a girl jockey in blue. My 2 favorite colors. She wins, I lose.
Mana, I'm trying to pass my test for sergeant now. You gonna help me?
Yeah, don't go in.
Well, well, well. The same old melting pot. The 12th precinct never changes.
Oh, Kelly, how are things?
Mark and Laban. How you doing, Fish? Staying healthy?
I'm every bit as good a shape as I was yesterday.
Boni Diaz, Chano.
Jose Feliciano.
Pretty good, thanks. Hey, close your. I got a great new Pollock joke for you.
Wonderful.
You heard it. Hey, you mind it? You better stay out of the sun. You're starting to turn beige.
All the time, then you turn the bucket out of think.
What are you doing downtown, Kelly? I thought you was in narcotics.
Oh, I'm too sensitive for that kind of filthy work. I'm in internal affairs now.
Oh, you're a spy.
Yeah, some people might look at it that way.
Oh, Kelly, what are you doing here?
Making friends.
Kelly's been promoted. Yeah, he's a snooper now.
Internal affairs?
Can we talk?
What about?
Graft.
Come out of my office.
Internal Affairs is very concerned about police officers being paid off, Bonnie.
Internal Affairs has always been concerned about police officers being paid off. What's that got to do with us?
Oh, some very disturbing information is coming across my desk. About cops on the take. Palms up, precinct. You know what I'm talking about.
Would you like a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
How about a punch in the mouth?
Don't take offense, Bonnie. Gee, you guys are thin-skinned down here.
Okay, Kelly, no pussyfooting. You got any accusations, spit it out.
I'm not saying anybody's getting rich, Bond. It's just the general knick-knacking.
Knick-knacking?
The Division of Internal Affairs.
And don't pull division on me. It wasn't 2 months ago you were working on my squad.
You never did like me, did you?
No.
Because I'm Irish, right?
Because you're always coming up with the wrong answers, like that one. Now you're letting a little authority go to your head.
Hey, now wait a minute, Bonnie. I always do my job the best I know how, and I'm going to keep on doing it that way, no matter where it takes me. From the smallest precinct right up to the commissioner's office.
You're not going to find anything around here, Kelly.
Oh, clean as a whistle, Ampon.
No? Not if you're talking about a A newsboy who, out of the goodness of his heart, throws in an afternoon paper every day.
The Division of Internal Affairs is interested in any gratuity, no matter how big or how small.
Okay, Kelly, you made your point, but we got a lot of work to do around here, so do me a favor, get your big fat butt out of here.
It's nice chewing the fat with you, Bond. I'll be looking in on you. Nice to see you again, fellas.
Rather be respected than liked any day.
Hey, Barney, is that creep really insinuating we've been taking payoffs around here?
To Kelly, a payoff could be an apple from a fruit stand. He's just trying to make points. You know what they say about a little power corrupting? But just in case, everybody be careful.
Careful of what? Hey, I never take a vacation. I live in one room. I do my own cooking.
I appreciate that.
I even wash my own socks.
I appreciate that.
Makes a guy feel like saying, to hell with being sergeant.
All right. Just take it easy.
Well, I gotta go catch a dirty phone caller.
And if I get anybody, I'm gonna give him Kelly's telephone number.
Everybody, just business as usual. Just go on doing what you've been doing. Don't worry about internal affairs. Don't worry about Kelly. Who will be watching us night and day.
Here's your late edition. Compliments of the publisher.
Hello, I'm home.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Hello.
And I'm in a rotten mood.
Oh. Well, I have enough good mood for the both of us. How was your day?
Swell.
Oh, that good. Huh? I'll fix you a drink.
What for?
Well, you usually have a drink when you get home from dinner.
Just because I usually have a drink when I get home from dinner does not mean that I have to have a drink when I get home from dinner. What am I, an alcoholic?
I don't think so.
I do not need a drink.
Fine, no drink.
Where's the ice?
In the oven.
And the children?
Oh, well, David's sleeping over. Rachel's at a film festival. It's part of her theater arts course.
Another film festival. College
consideration. What?
That squint. She's going to develop a squint.
All right, Barney. Do you want to talk about it?
You know I never discuss police business at home.
I know.
You would think. You would think. That internal affairs has better things to do with its time, wouldn't it?
Yes, I would think so.
And what a beauty they picked to do it.
Right. Who?
Kelly. Kelly. It's like putting a gun in the hands of a baby.
What are you looking at?
I'm thinking that you don't discuss police business the way you don't drink.
Man has to drink and talk with someone.
Oh, well. I'm flattered that you've picked me. Isn't Kelly the one you told me about who wears a shoulder holster over his pajamas?
That's the one. Now you know what I'm worried about.
I thought you got rid of him.
I did. It's the trouble with trying to get rid of garbage. Somebody's always trying to recycle it. Now he's an espionage agent for internal affairs.
Well, forget about him. You are going to feel much better after dinner. Look, we have filet mignon with mushroom caps.
Leftovers? Didn't we have filet mignon last night?
Starting all over. These are brand new steaks.
Is that a little extravagant? Children know we're eating this one?
It's all in knowing how to shop. I got these steaks for $1.48 a pound.
They must be factory seconds.
The secret is in knowing a butcher who is crazy about the way you walk. Bring special considerations.
I've watched you walk. I've never given you any special consideration.
You don't think I walk for you the way I walk for a butcher?
You never forget you're the wife of a policeman. I'm not supposed to be obligated to anyone.
Well, the mailman doesn't feel that way. Every Christmas, we give him a bottle of whiskey. It's the only reason we get our mail once in a while.
This isn't Christmas.
Okay, so we get a little meat all through the year. Would you be happy if the butcher gave us a cow in December?
This is just the sort of thing Kelly is looking for.
Barney, Mr. D'Amato is a lovely man. He's not doing this because you're a policeman. He's doing this because we are friends, because we are fellow citizens, and because he thinks I'm a lovely hunk of woman.
Doesn't matter why he's doing it. The point is, I'm a cop.
You want me to throw out the stakes?
As long as they're here.
I could grind them into hamburgers so they won't be traced.
I know it sounds ridiculous. These are perilous times. So until Kelly finds something better to do with his time, please, no more knickknacks.
Knickknacks?
Just a police expression. Just don't take any favors from anybody, no matter how trivial they may seem.
I suppose that applies to free tickets.
To the theater?
To Bermuda.
Free tickets to Bermuda? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about a little knick-knack from our travel agent.
How can you give away a thing like that?
Because he gets 2 free tickets every year, and every year he goes, and this year he's not going.
What I don't understand is, why is he giving them to us?
Barney, he doesn't want anything from you. He knows you're a policeman. He appreciates the fact that you lay your life on the line for him every single day of the year. It's just his way of saying he's sick of Bermuda.
Yes. We can't accept those tickets. The way things are, with Kelly just looking for trouble, we're going to the mountains.
Well, I suppose you're right. But what really annoys me is to see a man who has devoted 20 years of his life to the police department, a man who has never compromised his integrity, a man who has never taken anything from anyone, to see that man suddenly looking over his shoulder and denying himself a lovely opportunity offered by a grateful citizen and a friend is shameful and unjust.
I'm grateful. Thank you.
It's just my way of saying I'm sick of the mountains.
Fish, listen. In the event a prisoner is being extradited from the county of one state to the county of another state, and such extradition papers have been presented to the police officer in charge of the extradition, when the prisoner is delivered in the county of the second state, signed for and released by the receiving police officer, is it necessary for the extraditing police officer to file in the county of the first state copies of the extradition papers that have been given to the police officer in the county of the second state?
Good morning.
What do you think?
I stopped in to buy a new pair of shoes this morning.
What'd you get?
I didn't get nothing. They had my size, but they didn't have my shape.
Look at this exacted aqueduct. $800.
Why do they make everything so damn difficult?
Number 3 and number 4, and I always bet my 8.
You're not 34.
I was when I won my last exacting.
Why don't you put that damn thing away?
What'd I do?
All you ever do is bet on the horses, or the football game, or basketball game, or some crap game.
You left out highlight.
It's very funny. If you try busting bookies instead of calling them on the telephone all the time, maybe we wouldn't have a yard bird like Kelly sneaking up our keisters all the time.
Nothing to fear but fear itself.
It's always me that's doing something wrong. What'd you say this for, Wojo? That's out of line, Wojo.
Nobody says that about you, Wojo.
How come Fish had to climb up 9 flights of stairs, Wojo?
That was out of line.
See? It's always somebody beefing about something I done. I wish I was back out in the streets in uniform again.
If you're worried about dirty marks in your laundry, maybe Kelly can accommodate you.
What's going on? What happened?
Nothing, Barney.
They were discussing Kelly.
Good morning.
You're late.
I interviewed a lot of women last night who got dirty phone calls. I had to take down all the conversations. I got names, I got addresses. I also got excited. You want me to type up these reports?
Maybe better let Fish do it.
Good. You know, these guys that make dirty phone calls gotta be very lonely people. They spend so much time talking on the telephone, they never get to meet anybody.
I wish you'd start writing dirty letters. Then the post office could worry about it.
Yeah. 12 Precinct. Yeah, he'll be here. Thanks. Kelly's on his way over. He wanted to make sure you were here.
Thanks.
Hey, Barney, you think Kelly is just a big mouth, or is he really going to try to make trouble?
I think Kelly is just a big mouth who's really going to try to make trouble.
He's probably after me. Kelly's always had a thing about Orientals being on the police force. He says we screw up the look of the St. Patrick's Day parade.
Kelly is after someone in a position of authority. He's looking for somebody who's been doing a little chiseling under the table. Somebody whose wife has been doing a little chiseling under the table.
No, no, that isn't it. He's probably been snooping around into our personnel files and came up with something really big.
Like what?
Like the fact I cheated on my income tax.
When was that?
About 9-10 years ago, I went to a police convention in San Francisco, and I deducted all the expenses for Bernice.
There's nothing illegal about that.
Yes, there is. I didn't take Bernice.
IRS find out about it?
Yeah, they disallowed it. They took it out the next year.
Well, if you're straight with the government, Kelly can't hurt you.
I'm not worried about Kelly. I'm worried about Bernice.
I think Kelly is on to something international. He's after me.
What did you do?
Me? I didn't do anything. But my brother-in-law is in New York illegally from Argentina.
Where is he?
He's hiding. In the cellar of a condemned, rat-infested building on the west side. Right across the street from me.
Well, you better do something about it before immigration finds out.
Yeah, well, I told him, hey, you gotta go back to South America. Get a visa. Then come back to the United States, to New York, take the test, and then become a citizen of the United States.
What did he say to that?
He don't think it's worth it.
Hi, Barney.
Good morning.
I have a confession to make, and I think you all should hear it.
Maybe we should start lighting candles.
This is serious. Three years ago, when I took the test for a detective third grade, I wrote some answers on my shirt. If Kelly's after my badge, I'd rather turn it in than have him put the arm on me. So I'm going down to Internal Affairs.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This is some exciting group we got here. Little fooling around on an exam. Little fooling around in San Francisco. I'm beginning to feel sorry for Kelly. I mean, this is a pretty measly bunch of skeletons he found in this closet. All right, gentlemen, we have all purged our souls. Life goes on. Huh? Yamana, that's a police phone, not a racing wire. And Chano, see if you can convince your brother-in-law there's still some hope for us. Wojo, when you take that sergeant exam, wear a clean shirt. Fish.
Don't waste a warning.
You know what really annoys me? What really gets me is to see basically honest men who have devoted their lives to the police department intimidated and looking over their shoulders. It is shameful and unjust.
Thank you, Barney.
What's more, I'm going to tell that to Internal Affairs as soon as I come back from Bermuda.
Patrolman Kelly reporting for duty.
For an undercover cop, that's a pretty dumb disguise.
still in a uniform.
It's my payoff for devotion to the department. Hey, I followed those investigations, Bonnie, like I told you, right up to the top, right into the inner sanctum, the commissioner's office. There it was. Nepotism, favoritism, rake-offs on meat. Man, I thought sure I was in line for a gold badge. What'd they give me? A blue suit. Here I am, right back at the old 1-2.
You mean they reassigned you here?
Yeah, how about that? Hey, Barn, no hard feelings, huh? Hey, fellas, still friends, huh? Nice to know they still respect me.
Here's a free late edition. Compliments to the publisher.
Police officer loses his badge. Does he report it to his superior or just wait until somebody turns it in?
He reports it to a superior officer.
I lost my badge.
It's a Fandemonium Marathon on TV Land. All weekend long, all the finest episodes. Bet you can't watch just one.